This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said the people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for their children. Addressing an election rally in Jammu, he said, "The huge voting in the last two phases of assembly elections is a testimony to this." Mr. Modi said, "Congress can never respect those who die for the country." He blamed Congress for making army families yearn for one rank, one pension for four decades. Mr. Modi said, after forming the government in 2014, his government implemented ORoP. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also address rallies in the Union Territory today. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for the 40 assembly seats. In Haryana, the Congress today released its detailed election manifesto in Chandigarh. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari yesterday. Congress leader Kumari Sailja addressed rallies at Kalamwali and Dabwali yesterday. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing actively for their candidates. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. President Draupadi Murmu has said that speaking the truth makes the legal fraternity more powerful. While addressing the 21st convocation of the Nalsar University in Hyderabad today, President Murmu emphasized the need to work for social justice to the marginalized sections. She appreciated girl students for better performance and called to work for women's empowerment. Expressing concern over atrocities against women, she said that everyone should work together against atrocities. The president said students should work to achieve national goals. The president gave away gold medals to the students who achieved excellence in academics. India has hit back at Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's reference to Jammu and Kashmir at the UN General Assembly. In reply to his speech, India said that a country run by the military with a global reputation for terrorism, narcotics trade and transnational crime has had the audacity to attack the world's largest democracy. Addressing a session at the UN General Assembly, Indian diplomat Bhavika Mangalanandan said, "As the world knows, Pakistan has long employed cross-border terrorism as a weapon against its neighbors." She said, "For such a country to speak about violence anywhere is hypocrisy at its worst." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today chaired the BIMSTEC informal foreign ministers meeting in New York in preparation for the upcoming BIMSTEC Leaders Summit. He said in a social media post that he took stock of India's close cooperation in health, food security, trade, investment, economy and energy. The External Affairs Minister will address a high-level session of the 79th United Nations General Assembly in New York today. The theme for the general debate is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. The Mumbai police have issued a high alert for the financial capital following a warning from central intelligence agencies about a potential terrorist attack. Security measures have been enhanced in crowded areas and religious sites as well as sensitive locations. In cricket, the day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh has been called off due to rain without a ball being bowled at the Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. For Bangladesh, Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday afternoon. The visitors were 107 for 3 wickets after 35 overs at the end of play. And that is the end of this news bulletin.